Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world. To the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul. BlakeRadio.com.
Good evening. We're having a few technical problems this evening with Faceted Gems. Our guest this evening is Patrice Glenn. And because of the technical difficulties, which we'll try to rectify this evening, we'll try to have her on. But Faceted Gems is a program that gives thanks for our blessings, to enjoy life and the loved ones now, mentor when we can, and a silence allows us to hear the inner voice and concentrate on the good. The reason that we have this show on the air is to assist individuals who are interested in possibly developing second and third careers. And we find that there were several people that, because of their skills and because of their talents and because of their interests, they're capable of doing more than one thing well. We've been fortunate in that several episodes have been able to highlight individuals that have varied backgrounds, varied skill sets, and they took that leap of faith that allowed them to experiment. And it, for some people, has been a rather scary proposition. Fortunately, they had enough of a support system and faith and belief in themselves that they were able to actualize that. And in doing so, we're hoping, in the course of this program, to inspire other people to do the same. While we realize that we have other skills, they're not always marketable and they're not always, well, skills that can give us a lot of money. And that's not really what motivates us. What motivates us is the belief that we can share our gifts and our skills with others. One of the reasons that we do this show also is to inspire people. We have had individuals from a variety of lifestyles, from executive assistants that became a chef and a caterer and a cook, someone who worked as someone in a paramilitary situation who now teaches American Sign Language. We had another person who was also in the armed forces and was rather shy, actually, and now gives of their time freely and willingly to the American Red Cross and a lot of other venues. So we have had some wonderful, wonderful guests. We even have an individual who started her career as a counselor working with disabled college students who then went on to work with individuals who had lost their pets. And as we all know, pets for a lot of people are family members or like family members. And so we've had the opportunity to really experience through our guests some of the wonderful challenges that they've had and some of the ways that they've been able to inspire other people to do the same. So I'm hoping that in the course of this, that you will also be inspired to try and listen to that inner spirit, that inner voice that you have, and experiment on yourself. It's not easy. No one said it would be. But it's something that you might want to try to do and feel that you didn't lose out. It's something that you might want to experiment with. It's scary, as all of our guests have said, but something moves them on. Something inspires them. And exactly what that is, it's faith. It's faith in themselves. It's faith in their gifts. It's faith in a belief that they have something to offer. And I've been very fortunate that our guests have been willing to share that with them. All of them have said that it's been a scary ride. Some of them did not have the support of their family and friends. Some of them just had that spirit, that belief in themselves. And if you have that belief in yourself, well, then I guess almost anything is possible. At least we've come to believe that. So I think that as you listen to this program and you listen to those that we've archived, those that we have planned to have in the future, that it will inspire you, and that we hope that you will also feel that you'd like to participate and be part of our program. It is a way of showing the love that we have for you that we're able to provide these programs. And it's because of Rainbow Soul and Neil Blake that we're able to have these programs on right now. So please stay on. I hope to have our technical difficulties resolved shortly. And please, let us know if there is something that you think we should or could talk about that we're not presently showing and viewing. I've been fortunate to have been a guest myself on one of Neil Blake's shows, and it has been a pleasure because I had the opportunity to meet individuals that I otherwise would never have met, and to that's a blessing. So please let us know, give us feedback on how we can make this show even better and how we can bring you some of the things that you need, some of the things that you'd like to hear, and ways that we can also assist you in your quest, in your life quest, because that's why we're here. So, as I said, my guest is Patrice Glenn, and this is Faceted Gems. Faceted Gems was developed to help individuals strengthen their mind, their self-worth, their mindset, belief in our abilities, and actually bring them to life. And one of the ways in which we do that is to talk about the different challenges that we've had in trying to actualize that. Patrice is an individual who has not had any problem in doing that simply because she's done her homework. She got her education, her experience in a variety of different ways in broadcasting and in communications. And it's that background, and I'm sure that confidence and spirit in herself, that has allowed her to aspire to and achieve all of the different things that she was able to. So I think that once we're able to take care of our technical difficulties, we'll be able to hear that. But unfortunately, we're still having a problem with the station. I will continue to try to get this resolved. In the meantime, let me just say that there aren't any areas that we're not interested in hearing about. I've mentioned American Sign Language. I've mentioned the catering business. I've also mentioned the Red Cross and volunteerism. For a lot of people, that's exactly how they started. They started by volunteering. And that's a wonderful, wonderful way to find out if that's really what you'd like to do. Volunteering is still a wonderful way to get one's skill set. It is how one finds out if it's really what you want to do. And you can't put a price on volunteerism. Probably some of the best experiences I've had is by volunteering. I ran a volunteer program myself. And I think that once you volunteer and you get to meet and talk with other people and find out why they want to volunteer, you'll see for yourself there's such a wealth of information that you can learn just by volunteering. So, as I said, we are having technical difficulties, but we're hopeful that if we don't get Ms. Glenn tonight, that we will definitely invite her for another episode. But please stay on the line. one of the areas that I find most interesting is that in the course of doing this show, is that there's a wide age range in the individuals that have been able to partake in the program. And I think that's wonderful because you're never too young, you're never too old to learn. And the key, however, and I think that's true of all of the guests, has been the ability to be open to the experience, open to learning, and knowing that you don't know everything. And sometimes when people feel they know everything, it closes them off to learning about something else and something new. So I think that belief in oneself and being able to know that you're still capable of learning at any age, and from anybody at any age, by the way, is also a blessing. I'm sure you agree. We would like to have Ms. Glenn on, but in the event that we don't, believe me, we will invite her back so that you can listen to her talk about her experience and all that she has been able to bring to her life and to others. She is a counselor, and I find that those that are counselors do the job because, as I am a former counselor, do the job because we really believe in it very, very strongly. And we believe in it very strongly because we know that we can help others in the course of our own life experience and what we feel we can provide to others. So, as I said, we are able to provide and help. And I think that's one of the joys in being a counselor is seeing the people realize what they are able to do. And in the course of that, I've also been able to meet some really wonderful people, and you never know when you're going to meet them. Unfortunately, I don't have Ms. Glenn on, but I do have a wonderful friend's music on. I know you've heard the theme song before, and it's by a friend of mine whose name is Brian Snow. And enjoy. Brian was recently married, just this weekend, so congratulations, Mr. and Mrs. I'll let you in on a little secret. Brian happens to be my music teacher, and he's a very, very patient man. And that's another side of me, being able to do music or learn music or at least think I can do music. And that's half the battle. He's very patient, and he's very kind, and he allows me to try to experiment and learn music. And there's nothing like it. It's wonderful. It's enjoyable. And I know that's another side of me. And when I told him I was going to have this show, I asked him if he would do a theme song. And he was very, very happy and very pleased that I invited him to do so. And I'm pleasantly surprised and pleased. And I knew that he would do a wonderful job. I told him to just do whatever he felt like doing. And that's a theme that I play every week, every month, rather, on the show. So thank you again, Mr. and Mrs. Snow, and thank you, Brian. And again, I'm a work in progress, as we all. And I think that once you give yourself and you allow yourself the opportunity to grow and to learn, so many wonderful, wonderful things happen. At the same time, we empower other people. And I think when we empower other people, it's also a way of empowering ourselves. It's a very gratifying feeling to know that you've helped someone else either aspire to something else or take on another challenge, something that was a challenge that's no longer a challenge. And once you realize you can do that, you go on to another step. And as we go on to another step and we evolve, I think that's what life is supposed to be about. I think you'll find that the guests that we have coming up, which will include an author, which will also include someone who is a purchasing contracting person who is also an artisan and a jeweler and a healer, someone that is evolving into the health sciences and wellness. You'll also come across an individual who is still evolving and not quite sure what they want to do, but they know there's something more to them than what they presently do. We know that there's at least two or three of us inside, and that's why the show is called Faceted Gems, because there's several sides to each of us. And I'm still a work in progress, and I'm sure most of us are. But I hope that you'll find that any one or a combination of these individuals inspires you. Part of that happens when you have positive energy. And one of the other attributes, and they have several, that my guests have shown me and have described to us in the programs we've had thus far, is a belief in themselves. And even though there may have been others that said you couldn't do it, or you're crazy, or why are you bothering, or this isn't going to work, you can't make any money on this, or a lot of naysayers, I'm sure you've heard, if you've listened to some of the previous episodes, that they found the strength to just ignore them and say, look, I'm just going to throw myself into this, and if it doesn't work, it doesn't work, but I've got to say I tried. It's very powerful to say I tried something. I tried. I made that attempt. And it's because Neil has faith in me from other work that we've done that he's allowed me to be on the air and have this show. And I thank him and I bless him for giving me that opportunity. You have to take that leap of faith. You have to take that chance. And if an opportunity arises, and as one of our guests said, she used her accounting skills, and she went into her business, and even though she didn't particularly like accounting, but she knew it was a field that was going to afford her a steady salary, she got to a point where she realized, that's not what I want to do, but you know what? That accounting skill, that accounting background, gave her two things. Number one, it gave her the background and information she needed to run her business. And number two, she knew what questions to ask and she knew where to research what she didn't know. And that is something no one else could give her. That is something no one else could explain to her. But she knew when she had to do her homework and what she was responsible for that she wouldn't leave to anyone else to do. That's a wonderful feeling. And you know, there's no such thing as failing if you make the attempt. You woulda, coulda, shoulda. It's not going to help you any. We learn from our mistakes. I think that's something most of my guests also said. Were they nervous? Yes. Were they scared? Some level. Did they stick with it? Yes. Why? I think you heard that they enjoyed it, that they loved it. They felt actualized. They knew it was going to be hard work, but they did it anyway. When you have faith and belief in yourself, pretty much the sky is the limit. And I think that's a wonderful lesson that we've all learned. At least I have. I don't know if it came across to you, but I was very, very excited to talk to my guests about their aspirations and about their struggles and their challenges. Because none of these transitions into other areas and other fields was easy for any of them. They found something they loved, something they liked, something they thought was their inner spirit was drawn towards, and they went for it. Now, that's very powerful. If you take the time to listen to that inner spirit, and I think I did, which is why I have this program now, because I really, really believe I can do something with this. I believe it's a positive program. I believe it helps people. And I also believe that no matter how many episodes we do, if this program can help even just one person, then it's been worth it. Maybe you're that one person. I don't know. Maybe you know somebody who would be the one person that you tell them about the program. I know of myself that there is something, there's the kernel of something in having a program like Faceted Gems that touches people. Because the feedback that I get, especially from my guests, has been tremendous. I have several guests. They want to come back. In fact, all of them want to come back. They want to do sequels. That makes me feel as if I'm on the right path, as if I'm doing something good that might actually empower and embrace and engage and help others. Deep down inside, we love each other, we love people, and we want to help people. I know one of our guests mentioned how miserable she was, and finally in her previous job, and finally she got to a point, she said she couldn't deal with that rat race anymore. It wasn't for her. It just didn't work. She didn't like the politics. She didn't like a whole lot of things, even though she's getting a steady paycheck. And then she decided she'd had enough, and she decided to take that leap of faith. Leap of faith in the power above, leap of faith in herself, in her ability, and having patience and tenacity. She feels she has achieved. Now, I'm not saying any of my guests are millionaires. I've never said anything about their financial status. But believe me, these individuals have a glow. Each one of them, they have a glow. And there's an inner glow and an inner satisfaction that they have that is priceless. And that's what I'd like each one of us to tap. We can tap on that inner glow that each one of them possess, then something good, something positive is coming through. You can't put a price on that. As I said, I'm a work in progress myself. I don't have all the answers. But I hope in the course of this, the course of this program, this monthly half-hour program, that it does in some way empower you, impact upon you, because we love you. Love everyone, empower, assist when you can, dream and believe in the positive energy within. I leave you with Brian's Snow's theme for Faceted Gems. Thank you, and come again.